1029 Big Country Hit. Susan Long with you. And I love it when I get guests live in the studio to play live music. So I'm really excited you're here. Alan Turner, Nashville recording artist. You drove all the way up here just to visit with our little station. How you doing?
Doing great. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us the whole background.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go all the way back. My father was a singer, and he loved country music and used to sing and kind of taught me my love for singing. And my mother was a Sunday school teacher, and she taught me how to play the piano. And so I grew up loving country music. And my father, he passed away when I was 10 years old and left me, it was just shortly before my birthday, and left me a vinyl record from Kenny Rogers, The Gambler. And I fell in love with that music. And
you were hooked ever since?
Yeah, and we've actually opened up for Kenny Rogers in Las Vegas. And
that must have been something really incredible.
Living legend he is, yeah.
You have been all over Michigan, I see, from looking at your bio and your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Are you living in Michigan now?
Living in Michigan.
Okay.
Spending a lot of time in Nashville, but we're living in Michigan, and we play all over the state of Michigan, all over Indiana, Ohio, and then mm-hmm. we play around the country as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your music.
You know, you get an idea, a little thing in your head, and you just kind of decide to write something, you know?
Do you have like little pieces of napkins or paper towels all over the place?
A lot of them. You've obviously talked to other songwriters before. That's what happens. You write it down and say, this is a great idea. And then eventually you find your way. Oh, there's a great idea I came up with about 3 years ago.
I think a lot of artists use their iPhones or whatever nowadays to
just jot down.
Now you're going to sing a song for us. Do you have an album out or just some?
We do. We have a couple of independent albums we put out. We got a new album coming out. Our current CD that we're promoting, Bull Riding Babe. We originally wrote the song. It was on our first album we put out independently, and we released a music video, and CMT picked up on it. It was kind of exciting. And then we went down to Nashville and met up with Jeff Huskins, who produced. He's from the band Little Texas, and he produced it, and we re-recorded it down in Nashville. So that's our new song that we're putting out. But we got a new album coming out later this summer. We're gonna play live for you a song that I wrote about a minister that I kind of grew up under in my little country church that I grew up in, and kind of been was an inspiration to me, so I wrote a song about him.
Okay, what's the name of the song?
The Preacher Man and Me.
Well, let me hear it. Preacher Man and Me, Alan Turner.
Every Sunday, I see him standing there, looking up to heaven. Man, I swear, God reached out and spoke to my soul through a preacher man and a fishing pole. He took me out fishing every Saturday beneath a big oak tree down by the lake. Although I hadn't been religious, it never bothered him. He called me his friend, and we'd go fishing. And we sang hallelujah to the Lord above, and we'd pray it up to heaven. And if that ain't enough, he was always there for me, and we'd fish under that tree. Just a preacher, a fishing pole, and me. Preacher man and me. As years went by, I'd look back and smile. I've been thinking about a preacher man for a while. I didn't see it then, but now I clearly see. He was showing the love of the Lord to me. And we sang hallelujah to the Lord above, and he'd open up that Bible. And if that ain't enough, he was always there for me, and we'd pray under that tree. Just a preacher, the Bible, and me. A preacher man and me. Now he was almost 90 when the good Lord called him home. I
still hear his laugh down at the fishing hole. Hallelujah to the Lord above. He was kind and he was righteous till his body had enough. The whole town stood there crying while we laid him under that tree. Just a preacher, the town folk and me. A preacher man and me.
Nice. Very nice. Now, the gentleman that sort of inspired you, has he heard this song? Is he still alive?
He is still alive. I have not got a chance to get. We actually just finished the final mix of it, just like yesterday. It's getting ready to go and be mastered in Nashville, but I'm looking forward to sharing it with him. Of course, I kill him off in the song.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's what
but he's still, he's actually still living.
I was afraid to ask.
Yeah, he's still actually living, but he was an inspiration to me.
Well, that is wonderful. Alan Turner visiting us in the studio tonight from Nashville. Who is on your playlist? Who do you listen to when you're not singing yourself?
I love Kenny Rogers. I will say that. I've got his latest album that doesn't seem to get a lot of airplay, I don't think, but I love his new music. I love Jason Aldean. I love all the great new stuff that's out right now. Blake Shelton. I'm a big fan of Blake Shelton. Huge fan of Toby Keith. Love Toby Keith.
Because you already played with Kenny Rogers, who would else be on your bucket list of somebody that you'd love to perform with?
I'd love to perform with Toby Keith. I think it would be great. We've opened up for Jason Aldean and a number of other artists, but Toby Keith would be huge for me.
Did you get a chance to talk to Kenny Rogers when you opened? And did he give you any really good advice?
Let me tell you, he's a warm, wonderful person. He really is. He's really kind. And he did. He lent us his attorney when we did our contract down in Nashville. We got a half hour with his attorney, Bruce Phillips, down in Nashville for free.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy he is.
Did he give you any advice?
No, he just patted me on the back and said, great job, you did a great job, that type of thing. And he asked me about my father, because I told him the story about my dad giving him the album, and he was like genuinely really interested. Mm-hmm. But he didn't give me a whole lot of advice, but you know, I read his book recently that he put out, and I see a lot of similarities in a lot of the experiences probably all country artists or musicians go through, I imagine. Mm-hmm.
Is there any advice you would give an up-and-coming musician?
Yeah, just keep pushing and getting yourself out in front of people. That's you gotta be willing to swim where the water's deep. You know, a lot of people, I think, get in knee-deep in the hay, they're happy there, but if you want to, you just got to keep pushing and getting out there.
So let's talk about Bull Riding Babe. What's the story behind that song?
Well, you know, we obviously play a lot of these country honky-tonk bars, and they got those mechanical bulls in them. And one day I was in the bar. We were up in between sets, and this girl was riding this bull, doing all kinds of crazy things on it. I thought, I got to write a song about that Bull Riding Babe. And so I wrote a song. It came pretty easy.
I imagine that gets played a lot, or is probably pretty popular around rodeo time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We actually had a girl that was riding a bull in the rodeo that they were using the song for a short period of time. And I can't remember her name, but some rodeo tour she was doing, they were calling her the Bull Riding Babe.
Nice. So maybe you'll get a little royalty out of that.
Yeah, you would hope so.
Are you on social media? Where can people find you if they want to get some more of your music?
Well, they can go to our website, alanturnermusic.com. And that's A-L-A-N, Alan Turner. My name gets spelled all kinds of ways, but A-L-A-N. On there, we have our link to our Facebook page, which they can click on that and like us, Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band. My band's named the Steel Horse Band. And they can like our Facebook page. And we have a Twitter and all that other stuff.
You don't sound really excited about it.
Well, I don't really know. I know when I put stuff in our Facebook page, it tweets. Other than that, I don't really understand that whole process.
Yeah, some people are really, really into it. Like Brett Eldridge is just crazy good at it, and then there's other people that I think they have other people do it for them, which is probably a good idea. So Bull Riding Babe is the title track off your new album, and we're going to play that, and then we'll come back and talk for a couple more minutes.
Thank you.
This is Alan Turner with Bull Riding Babe at 102.9 Big Country Hits.
It was gonna be another Saturday night with my two-stepping baby. I was feeling alright. I was on a notion constructing in. My girl said, what you think you're looking at? That's a street walking hussy in a cowboy hat. Better get your eyes back in your head.
walked right up, mounted that bull, her hand in the air, she looked like a pro. That's when my world started to spin. She's a bull riding babe, girl on a stair. My head is spinning, something fierce around here. She's a bull riding babe, girl on a stair. Something fierce around here. Country music played loud, hanging with a beer, drinking whiskey, shooting crowd. I'm not thinking about the trouble I'll be in. My girl said, what you think you're doing, sporting that stupid grin? Better get that drool wiped off your chin. She rode the bull like a star. She's a card carrying member of the PBR. Man, she's got my world in a spin. She's a bull riding babe, girl on a stair. Something fierce around here. She's a bull riding babe, girl on a stair. My head's spinning, something fierce around here. Woo! Boy, I'm feeling kind of dizzy. Look at her go. What's that? No, honey, I didn't see that girl on that bull. She ought to put some clothes on. She's a bull riding babe, girl on a stair. My head's spinning, something fierce around here. She's a bull riding babe, girl on a stair. My head's spinning, something fierce around here.
All right, Alan Turner in the studio with us from Nashville. Thank you so much for coming to visit. Bull Riding Babe's the new song. I'm assuming people can download it either from your site or from iTunes or somewhere?
Yeah, you can go to iTunes. You can go to our site. It's available out there, Amazon.com, iTunes, CD Baby, any of the social areas where you can get on the internet and order a song, you can find it.
All right, sounds good. And you seem to be doing a lot of touring in Michigan. I know you're playing at the Hoedown again summer.
Yeah, that's right. The Downtown Hoedown in Detroit. Darius Rucker will be there that night. We're excited about that. And we've got a show up in West Branch, which isn't too far from here. Mm-hmm. When you're coming from Detroit, that's not too
far
from here.
Right, right.
I don't know. Maybe it is. But we'll be there like the next day, June 6th, for the Hill Boots or some Western company sells boots and hats and things.
What do you want people to most remember about you?
That I'm a kind, nice guy.
Awesome. I love it. Alan Turner, thanks so much for coming in. Check him out, Bull Riding Babe, and go follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and on his website. And if you want to see him in concert, I'm sure people can find all that kind of information there.
Great. Thanks so much, Susan. Appreciate your hospitality.
This is Alan Turner with Bull Riding Babe at 102.9 Big Country Hits.